Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Greg Hammond from Washington, D.C.'s Guitars Not Guns chapter.
How long have you run the program?
So I've been in Washington, D.C.'s Guitars Not Guns chapter since 2008.
And you said D.C.'s chapter. Is this a nationwide thing?
We're a national 501c3 nonprofit children's music charity, and what we do is we provide guitars and guitar lessons to foster kids, at-risk kids, basically any underserved community of kids who don't have access to a music program. And we use music and mentoring together to help kids build their self-esteem and realize that they do matter and that they can create things themselves. And what that is music.
Now, this comes from a personal place for you, right? Take me back to, because I know you're dealing with children, take me back to your own childhood and how maybe the seeds for this was planted in your own life.
Well, when I was a kid, I got into a lot of trouble because, I had kind of a broken home, and music was the thing that pulled me in the right direction and helped me make better choices, and playing the guitar specifically. That was my outlet, being able to release the angst that I had, and it kept me from getting into more trouble.
This was down in Florida?
It was in Florida, in the Florida Keys.
Okay. Do you remember what age you first picked up that guitar?
I picked it up when I was 11 and tried it for many years and didn't have much success. And then it was actually when I was 19 that I had somebody start teaching me.
Nice. And you said that, just on your website and the stuff you sent me, you said that really changed your outlook. That, and you listed a couple things. You said music, nature, and into that a little bit.
So spending time in the Florida Keys, I had the immense blessing of nature surrounding, very quiet, very tranquil. And so I continue to use that as a way to keep myself in a good mindset by spending time walking in parks and getting out around D.C. I get to go into Rock Creek Park, and I think it's a beautiful luxury that we have here right in the middle of the city. So I use nature and then the power of music and specifically the guitar to get me into a place where I feel good about myself and about just life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. What brought you up to D.C.? Just moving chronologically, so we covered you in Florida, but what brought you up here?
So I came back to Washington, D.C. in 2002 because this is the city where I was born.
Ah, okay. Okay. And didn't I read something? There was a hurricane down there or something?
A hurricane destroyed my home, and so it was time for me to seek out what my purpose in life was going to be, other than just living in the Florida Keys and building houses down there. I felt like I had a stronger purpose, and so I traveled around the United States. I did wilderness survival classes and learned how to rub sticks together and how to track lost people and do search and rescue. And in those classes, I learned how to embark on a traditional 4-day vision quest where I sat in the woods for those 4 days and full 96 hours with just water, seeking a vision of what I was supposed to do, what my life purpose was. And what I discovered was I was supposed to be teaching and mentoring kids in a city. And of course, that seemed like a far-fetched thing because I had never really spent time in the city. And part of that calling that I got was to come back to the place that I was born, Washington, D.C., where my home is. And it is my home. It just took a long time for me to get back here.
And sounds almost like, I don't know if you've ever seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, but Jimmy Stewart, that's exactly what it does. He's like, I think we need a boys camp to get them out. Yeah. See the wonders of nature. No, it's a great, it's a very worthy cause. Absolutely. So hats off for doing that.
Well, thank
did you. Did you start the D.C. chapter?
I did start the Washington, D.C. chapter.
But it existed nationwide before that, right?
Right. Okay. It was going around in several states, mostly in California and just a couple of other East Coast states. And I started it, I was looking for a way to remedy a situation that I had encountered here in Washington, D.C. I got jumped by a large group of kids in Southwest D.C. And I was just walking along with my dad in the middle of the day, and it was just random violence. You heard about the Knockout King game that all the gangs were doing as initiation. And
how old were you at the time when you were walking with your dad?
Oh, this is, was... 04, 05, late 04. And then in 05, I got held at gunpoint on Florida and 14th You know, when U Street wasn't quite rebuilt, and some kids jumped out of the car. They just, and the same thing had happened to my neighbors like 3 days before that. And these same kids came back, and I realized if those kids had guitars and musical instruments, you know, drums and a saxophone and guitars, they wouldn't be. It's less likely they would be involved in doing something like that, like just jumping out of a car and trying to hold somebody up. I'm glad that I didn't get shot. It was a very close situation. And when I talked to the MPD, they said, it happens all the time. You're extremely lucky. And I thought, well, you know, they already have enough to do. The MPD's already overloaded. What can I do as a citizen of Washington, D.C. to become an effective part of a solution? And that's how I started looking for a way to do that. And I discovered that this national program was what I wanted to do, but they didn't have a D.C. chapter. So I started recruiting help, and we are 100% volunteer supported, which is fantastic, except that volunteers eventually need to go on and do other things in life. And then it requires recruiting again and retraining all of those volunteers. And that's very challenging to do.
So how exactly does it work? Let's say there's, you know, a parent hears about the organization. How do they get the kids signed up to start taking, I assume it's music lessons, or how do they get enrolled in the organization?
Well, they can look for our partnerships. We have partnerships with different youth programs around D.C., different locations, some schools. And the parents just need to go into the location and inquire about the program and go through the steps of filling out the paperwork, agreeing that they're going to borrow the guitar. And if they decide not to participate, they return that guitar. But all the students are loaned a guitar. They get to have a one-hour lesson once per week. And after 8 weeks of classes, we present them with a test. And if they can pass that test and show us that they can play six guitar chords and name all the parts of the guitar, they get to keep their guitar. They've earned it. Nice. So it's a learn and earn program.
I like that.
And
how long do they have to learn and earn, like before the test?
It's usually eight classes. It's okay. Usually 8 weeks. But if a student, you know, isn't able to do that, they're welcome to come back and right. You know,
try to
join a first class again. But we have levels two and level three. And then we encourage our graduates to come back and participate as volunteers.
Does it cost anything to enroll?
That's a great question. It doesn't cost anything for them to enroll. We are, you know, 100% free for them and all volunteer staffed. And so
donations. It would kind of defeat the purpose if, yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. And well, the idea is just to get as many guitars and as much mentoring and with music to all of the students and our participants here in Washington, D.C.
So how do you keep the whole thing going? How do you keep it funded?
Well, we look for grants, we look for private donations, and we look for volunteers. And then the other thing is we look for our local, you know, people to help us spread the word, right? Mm-hmm. Just the local citizens all the way up to, like, WTOP, yeah. Right? Which is fantastic. I'm thrilled that I'm able to get in here, that you were able to get me in to talk about this, because the more that we get it out there for our community, the more volunteers and the more that they spread the word, you know, through the networks.
Absolutely. And how long have you been at it now?
I've been at it since 2008.
Okay.
It takes, I volunteer.
How's it grown and changed since then?
How much?
Yeah, like explain how it was when you know, first started to now.
When I first started, we just had like four or five volunteers, and we're having our first class over on at the, one of the Boys and Girls Clubs in D.C., and we've served almost, since I've been involved, we served almost 1,000 kids in the D.C. Wow. area, D.C., Virginia, Maryland. But
where'd you get the guitars that first time? You said it was just five of you.
Right.
Did you just bring your own guitars?
Take
you back to the gritty beginnings of it, you know?
Well, for me, fortunately, because it was a national program, we already had access to purchase wholesale guitars.
Oh, right.
Through different companies. And so we get, all of the students get brand new guitars that are all the same, and when people make, we ask for donations of guitars, not just money, but people can donate their instruments of all types. You know, if you got an extra keyboard, you got a saxophone, any instrument that you want to donate to us, we'll put that to use in our classrooms.
Personalize it a little for me. What is it like to see the kid holding the guitar for the first time? Have you been there when any of them seemed like they had a little bit of a musical epiphany?
Oh, yeah. I've seen students who get through a few chords and realize they're actually able to strum along and play the song, and that joy on their face is amazing. And I've seen, I had a classroom where there was a girl who never spoke to any of the people. It was at a therapeutic day school here in Washington, D.C., and she was known as the silent girl. And I got a chance to work with her, and in just a couple of classes, she started talking and engaging with everyone in the class. Yeah. And the teachers just said it was a miracle. The therapists were shocked, and they started to come into our classroom to find out what was going on, what was happening in the classroom that was changing all of the students there. They started to come to school more. They started to participate in their schoolwork. They started to interact with other students, and their behavior got better. And so these therapists said, well, whatever's happening in this guitar class with these teachers is more effective than what we've been trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how do you, what's your pitch to, obviously there are responsible gun owners out there too that
absolutely,
hunt
yeah.
and fish and all that kind of stuff. So how do you, what's your pitch to them to get involved with the program too?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. A pitch to them would be, you know, just realize that music is something that's part of everybody's life, and it's super important. And we aren't taking any kind of political stance. We're just saying that you can make a difference by volunteering your time or making a donation to get music into the hands of, you know, kids who wouldn't normally have that. And by empowering them that way, you have made the community better, safer, and you're safer.
What is it about music, you think, that is it just there's something pure about it, you know? What it's almost magical. It transforms you.
I would say that it is something magical. You're right. And the I'm not sure if I can put my finger right on it, but I know that it has to do with vibration. Mm-hmm. Everything is a vibration, and on like for a guitar, mm-hmm. those strings are all vibrating back and forth, and that is what's happening with our body. Our body is also, all of our cells are vibrating at the same time. And something about the way that music, the tones that mm-hmm. are most common in music actually move our human spirit.
So when the Beach Boys saying we're picking up good vibrations, we actually are, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's awesome. What about any particular success stories? I mean, any maybe a kid that you remember had that little epiphany when they first grabbed the guitar, and then, what, 8 years later or whatever, have they ever gotten back to you feedback saying, wow, I'm so, thank you for doing that?
Well, we actually have an interesting story here with one of our graduate students who came back and volunteered for a couple of semesters, and this opportunity came up to go out to Montana to the Crown of the Continent Guitar Workshop mm-hmm. and Festival, which is a workshop during the day, and then at night it's a bunch of concerts. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some amazing teachers are out there, mm-hmm. and one of them is Dweezil Zappa. He's going to be teaching for the week out there. So the student that's here in D.C., Tyvon, is actually a recipient of a scholarship that they are willing to give to someone who showed that they progressed through the program, had a love of music, and a passion to share it with the kids who were coming through the program. So he's a success story for us. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that he's got this, you know, scholarship to go out there, and that we've had some of our DC community help fund everybody getting mm-hmm. out there, you know, in order to participate.
Yeah.
Is amazing. And so here is a musician who is getting one of the ultimate experiences that has come from him participating in our mm-hmm. program, and he will become a better musician, a better teacher, and he'll be able to come back and give back. And we're looking forward to being able to do that for more students here in Washington, D.C. So it's a giant success story for me.
Definitely. Do you just view it as sort of you're providing, you know, whether it was music or anything else, providing just a positive alternative to what you could get involved in, which is, let's say, a gang or drugs or something. I mean, is this just a positive alternative for them?
Absolutely. It's a very positive outlet for any kid to just have music. You know, it deters them from all of those things that you mentioned. You know, it keeps them from wanting to get into the street and get into a gang or to use drugs or do things. You know, you can say this, every kid has good intentions. Mm-hmm. They just want to be listened to. They want to be heard.
We're born with a clean slate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they want to know, they want to be acknowledged. And sometimes gangs and drug use are the way that they, the only way that they seek that. And
feel like they fit in somehow. Yeah.
So one of the cool things we do here is we get the students to play on stages around D.C. We played at the Busboys and Poets. We played at the Washington Post Conference Center. We played at Busboys and Poets, I said it. We played at the Howard Theater. And we're looking for, you know, more opportunities to get them out there to play. We have a guitar anthem. It's called Set Me Free.
Nice.
And it's about the lyrics are about empowering yourself through music, and that can be your way of expressing yourself. That's what the song's about, and that's the song that these kids get a chance to perform.
Absolutely. Do you hope, or do you actually find that playing these events around town inspire other kids to join the thing?
If kids get a chance to see other kids performing or hear that, you know, their friends and siblings are going to get on the stage and get to perform, they see that and inspires them. Mm-hmm.
And how do you make sure that they stick with it? You know, maybe they are inspired when they first join the group, but how do you make sure that they stick with it throughout there?
Some of it goes back to what you said, you know, music being magical, you know. It's that that they are enjoying it, and it's becoming part of what they do. And so we don't actually have to do a ton of, you know, pushing them. Once they're going, it's like taking the training wheels off, and they're going and they're requesting to come back. You know, they're looking forward to being able to participate in another level class and or come back and share. That's one of the things I see in the classroom that I love is that the kids start to mentor each other. Right. They start to show and share what they've already learned.
And a lot of times when you're dealing with whether it's childhood education or anything like this, but a lot of times it's the idea is we got to catch them while they're young, you know, get them into playing basketball when they're young or football or music or whatever the positive outlet is or theater, whatever it is. So how young are they able to start with you guys?
We start at around 8 years old, and we go to 18. But if a student is still, you know, pursuing their high school diploma and they're over 18, as long as they're being responsible, we will let them join our program.
And I know you said early on they pass that test and that lets them keep the guitar for a little while longer. Do they keep renewing that throughout until they're 18, or explain how that works? Do they keep that same guitar, or how do you provide their instrument all the way through?
Well, that's a great question, and they have the opportunity to upgrade to a much nicer guitar after passing the third level. And that's specific to Washington, D.C. We haven't been able to, you know, due to funding restrictions, we haven't been able to do that in all the chapters around the United States. But here in Washington, D.C., we have that opportunity where they can upgrade their guitar, return that guitar that they earned at first and trade that in, which, you know, inspires them to be responsible and take care of that. And
it's a little reward system. Yeah, yeah. You keep earning it along the way.
Yeah. And so it's you understand that, you know, you work for something and you earn it, and then it's yours.
Now, do you guys, I assume you have certain, you know, introductory songs that you get them to play to teach them. Are there certain favorite? Yeah, I'm trying to find what music most kids really, you know, get into when they start playing it.
It depends on, you know, the group of kids. We let them pick songs after they've gone through the first level and earned their guitar, right? When we go into level 2, we'll let them choose songs and we'll let them know how difficult it may or may not be and how much time they're going to have to put into it, which is a good way for them to determine how much time they can commit. And, you know, they realize it's going to take this much work.
What are some of the popular picks?
Well, Horse with No Name is one of them because it's very easy to play. Yeah. It's just a couple of chords. Yeah. Knocking on Heaven's Door is another one. Free Fallin'. And then, of course, our guitar anthem is one of the songs that we work on because it has several levels of difficulty.
Yeah. Gotcha. And it's just an empowering message.
Right. It is.
And a little branding for you guys. So it's a win-win for everybody.
It is, yeah.
That's really cool. And so how about by the time that they're 18, what happens when they reach the end there? You have to set them free? Is there like a graduation, or how does that work?
Well, the graduations happen after each semester. You know, we congratulate them on what their success is in that amount of time. And if they're, you know, in, you know, their high school years, if they are interested in pursuing music, we'll help them look for scholarships and funding for them to go on and continue an education in music in whatever capacity they want to do that.
So even though they are officially, you know, out of your program at that point, you're kind of a friend along the way, and you know, they have those contacts through you guys.
Right, but we do encourage them to come back and volunteer to.
Oh, right.
They're still in our family of you know, the program. You know, they're just not a student participant. They come back and they're actually a volunteer, giving what they received.
Absolutely.
It's a great circle of life there.
That's the most important thing in life, really.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what you're doing. You're trying to give back what you received through music, too. So how fulfilling has it been for you personally?
It's been pretty amazing to see so many kids make so much progress. And, I mean, I'm extremely driven. This is an all-volunteer, you know, organization. And so my job as an administrator, as the president, as a teacher, as a, you know, fundraiser, and all the different hats that I wear, has pushed me to about 40 hours of volunteering per week. Mm-hmm. And you know, it means that a lot of things go to the wayside, being able to go to sporting events or actually see a concert or do something. But I don't feel that I'm missing out. I mean, people
aren't... You view this as your calling, I mean.
Yeah, I wake up every morning and I bounce out of bed because I'm excited about what I'm doing and how much effect that I see it's having.
You said this 40 hours of volunteer work. Do you have like a full-time job on
my full-time job is I'm actually Washington, D.C.'s top-rated guitar teacher. I've had over 4,000 students come through. And I am the author of the Greg Hammond Guitar Method for Adults with Very Little Time. Gotcha. So most of my day job is teaching music, guitar to adults. And
well, that's nice that it's all related. I mean, it's not like you're doing some other job and then you're going and doing this. Yeah.
And one of the interesting things that I hear all the time is that these adults who are coming in and taking lessons, many of them have said the same thing. That this is better than therapy. This is cheaper than therapy. This is better than therapy. I feel better than when I've gone to talk to a therapist. And I'm not saying that somebody should not go to a therapist, but I do know that music just has that. It's like a magic thing. It's hard to explain why, but when somebody picks up a guitar and starts playing, they feel a shift. Mm-hmm.
And they may have a lifelong hobby after that, you know?
Right.
Or a career, even.
But a way to de-stress, you know, or to relax is really a better word for it, you know. And so I feel like I'm a music doctor or doctor with music or music and medicine. Music is the medicine that I put out there and prescribe to people. And I feel that if people had more music and had access to being able to sit down and do a little bit of whatever kind of practice on whatever instrument they choose, that we would see less violence out there from adults. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very tragic what we have seen in the recent months. I feel that we should work towards getting more guitars into the hands of adults, too.
It's not just for kids.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the top-rated thing, top-rated guitar teacher. Who does that rating? Where does that come from?
That comes from the online reviews through the different you know, resources out there. There are several online review companies, and all you have to do is hit that Google button for guitar lessons in D.C., and you'll see I come up. None of it's paid. It's all organic. Mm.
Right.
I come up organically.
You mean for search optimized? It's not search optimized.
Google tries to call me and you know, tell me I should pay, but I'm like, why should I if I'm already in the top fold over and over?
Exactly. Well, that's great.
Are you ready to start playing?
Yeah, let's do it. I've always wanted to learn to play. I've always been more of a movie guy, but no. Uh-huh. I mean, no, I love music. But no, I thank you so much for coming in. It's such a cool idea that your profession is you're teaching, you know, guitar lessons, but then you're spending just as much time a week volunteering doing this great cause, and I hats off, sir.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for helping spread the word about what we do. It's very important for us to have the community know that were actually out there and available to a lot of kids.
And obviously, there's no one little thing like a magic bullet, pun not intended, that will solve gun violence, obviously. But every time someone like you does this, it's really chipping away at it. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you.